Alexander Rosenstein is an orthopedic surgeon and a university professor who lives in Charleston, West Virginia, and in Hawaii. But as much as he loves being a doctor, he also loves spy thrillers. He grew up enthralled by Ian Fleming's books about James Bond. Now he's telling his own spy thriller stories with his debut novel, Sword of the Kremlin. It's set during the Cold War, but with a twist. He spoke to Eric Douglas to explain.
You're a physician. You obviously, you've had a successful career both in academia and medicine. Why write a novel? Where did that come from?
It's interesting. You know, some people who want to be an actor, they wait on tables until they have their break. So I love surgery. I love what I do. However, I always wanted to be a writer. Since I was a young teenager, I read a lot and really loved this world of fantasy. Actually, even more so, I love movies. So when I decided I'm going to write something, I want it to be visual. So the way I write really is like I'm watching miniseries. I just watch miniseries in my mind and write them down.
I thought you mentioned before we started recording that one of your role models was Ian Fleming and the James Bond series. Was that an inspiration for this? Or
I liked Ian Fleming as growing up. I loved reading the books, but my character, Oleg, is a bit different from James Bond. Even though he possesses a lot of skills, as James Bond would, but he's doing it sort of on a shoestring. He's doing it the Soviet way. He doesn't have Maseratis. He doesn't read vodka martinis. He doesn't drink vodka martinis. He just drinks vodka. He does things that need to be done without fancy gadgets.
I don't know the last time I read a story with the main character as a KGB agent as basically a hero. It's also interesting too that you have that history in growing up in the Soviet Union, or your family history, and I guess your parents immigrated out because of the oppression of Russian Jews and that sort of thing. I'm surprised there's no animosity. I'm surprised you think of it positively.
Well, I'm hoping that there's a little more understanding of our opponent. You know, the Soviet Union that's morphed into Russia and Ukraine and other independent republics, it presents a challenge right now for the United States. And I think it's a mistake just to vilify it instead of understand it. The only way you can effectively deal with your opponents or competitors or whatever you call it. I don't want to call enemies. I think they are our competitors, is by understanding them.
What did you learn from the writing process that surprised you? Writing fiction is different than writing academic treatises of whatever. But
yeah, I've written several articles, and they have to be very factual and they have to be very cold and unemotional. What I love about fiction is a power. You have an ultimate power over your characters, and power comes with responsibility. So I like that sort of situation where I can actually mold their lives and write a story and hopefully keeping the reader interested.
I saw the note that you planned on making this a series. You plan to continue with Oleg through his career. Where does it go next?
Well, it's interesting that so this first book is taking place mostly in Moscow, but some of it takes place in Western Ukraine. The next book involves conflict between Russia and Ukraine, and I think it's a very interesting subject, historically very interesting. And again, it's based on some of historical events, and my explanation of unexplained events that happened. I was also going to mention that I think being in West Virginia and writing where I was, so we bought this beautiful place in the South Hills, which had a running stream and surrounding by woods. I think to me, that was extremely helpful. I think it's very inspiring. I mean, someday this house will become national treasure, I hope. But
for what it's worth, I've always seen a lot of parallels between the people of Russia, the people of West Virginia.
Yeah, as a as the story progresses, and I hope to have several novels with the same character, main character, I would like to bring him to West Virginia eventually. So the first novel, he was strictly in Russia, maybe a little bit of in West Ukraine. Then next is going to be Ukraine. And as also my second book involved not only conflict between Russia and Ukraine, but also Russia and a predominantly Muslim countries that used to be part of Soviet Union. So there's a lot that's going on that people don't quite know or understand.
We've covered pretty much all the major questions that I wanted to ask. Is there anything that we haven't talked about yet?
I think there is something to be learned from this book. I hope that people like it and enjoy it. I think it's an escape. And I want them to subtly learn things without straining themselves.
That was Dr. Alexander Rosenstein talking with Inside Appalachia associate producer Eric Douglas about the origins of his novel, Sword of the Kremlin. This interview is part of a series of discussions with authors from the region.